Welcome back to Perfect Pitch with Nick Healy-Hutchinson and his fresh approach to the world of classical music. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, old or young, Perfect Pitch has something for everyone.
I hope you're ready for some rousing music this week, because everything on the menu today is fairly high octane stuff, and it's also quite a mixed bag. Let's start, appropriately, with an overture. Karl Maria von Weber can take the credit for putting German opera on the world stage, hitherto the preserve of the Italians. He wrote 10 of them, and only very few of them are ever performed, but some of the overtures feature regularly as standalone works. I know you've listened to Oriante before, so we'll start today with the overture of what's considered to be the first German romantic opera, Der Freischütz, the Free Shooter. It's the tale of a young man who's promised the hand of a princess if he can win a shooting contest. Inevitably, there's another guy who has his eyes on the same prize and tries to sabotage his rival's gun, but his plan backfires, quite literally as it happens, for the apparently magic bullet ricochets and inflicts a mortal blow on himself. After a couple of minor hitches, the right result is achieved. The overture captures the uncertainty and the sinister plot. But ultimately, Weber is a master of joyful music, and Carlos Kleiber, considered by his peers to be the best on the podium, extracts all of this with his characteristic free rein on the tempo. The orchestra is the Berlin Staatskapelle. Having alluded to Italian opera, let's turn to it now with a passage in Verdi's Rigoletto, which is storytelling in music and singing of the highest order. It's worth giving you the briefest outline of where we are in the opera, because you'll see how good Verdi is in conveying the emotions which are overwhelming Rigoletto. He's a court jester for the sexually indiscriminate Duke of Mantua, who has taken an unhealthy liking for a young lady called Gilda, and has arranged for her to be kidnapped by his courtiers for his personal gratification. The trouble is, Gilda is Rigoletto's daughter, and no one knows this, although I don't suppose it would have made the slightest difference to the Duke. We join it here as Rigoletto enters the court the day after the capture. The violins tell you straight away that he's in a state of sorrowful bewilderment, but the courtiers are unaware of his anguish and continue to mock him in their usual way. Rigoletto becomes increasingly agitated and loses it, accelerating to an outburst with the words, "Mia figlia," my daughter, whereupon the courtiers learn for the first time what they've done. He then launches into this rage. Again, you can hear it so clearly in the orchestration, with the words, "Cortigiani, vil razza donata," courtiers, vile damned race, demanding her return. And when that approach gets him nowhere, Verdi shifts the mood and Rigoletto tries another tack, pleading with them, asking for their pity. Cheryl Mills, an American baritone born in 1935, was one of the very best in this and other Verdi roles. Here is that emotional scene with the Ambrosian Opera Chorus and London Symphony Chorus, conducted by Richard Bonning.
Ma la saprò riprender, ella no,
se la
vittoria che adesso non riete e
Chopin wrote four scherzos for the piano, and it's almost impossible to decide a favourite. A while back, we listened to his second, and today I want to turn to his third, which, if you really push me, I'd have to say is my favourite. It's dauntingly difficult. The opening moments themselves switch rapidly between apparent calm and a series of octaves, making accurate playing a real test. Then comes this noble theme with large chords in the middle of the piano, which are so brilliantly, in the true sense of that word, contrasted with these downward splashes of freshness. It's almost as if Tinkerbell from Peter Pan has appeared out of nowhere and scattered some magical pixie dust to cheer us up. On the piano here is Maurizio Pollini.
Thank you.
Classical music is like everything else in the arts. We all have different tastes, so one person's harmony is another's dissonance. In the past, I bemoan the fact that I've yet to hear a chef on television admit to detesting a particular food. I just don't believe it's possible to find absolutely everything to be mouth-wateringly delicious. I struggle, experts forgive me, with Benjamin Britten, although I'm sure I'm not on my own on that, but when it comes to arrangements of other people's works, I'm much more comfortable. And here's a good example. In the late 1930s, Britten wrote his Soirée Musicale, Musical Evenings, based on themes by Rossini. We're going to listen to four of the five parts, a march, a canzonetta, a tirolese, which is based on a peasant song from the Tyrolean Alps, and concluding with a right royal flourish in a tarantella. The source of the final melody was driving me mad until it finally hit me. It comes from religious music, most often applied to the Anglican hymn, Come, Let Us Join Our Cheerful Songs. Britten's wonderful and original orchestration all adds up to a respectful version of Rossini's work. Soirée Musicale is played here by the Munich Rundfunk Orchestra, conducted by Kurt Eichhorn.
Thank you.
That's it for this week. Nick will be back again soon. Please rate and comment on any of the previous episodes, and if you like what you hear, take a moment to press the follow button, as it helps to spread the word.